Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass. Today is the Victorian state election, and we have Michael Kroger on the line. Michael, President of Victorian Liberal Party, where are you at the moment, Michael?
Mate, I'm in Mordialloc.
Mordialloc. Oh, you like that train line down to Frankston, don't you?
You're handing out how to vote cards, are you, Michael?
I have been. I start off with my 16-year-old son, who's the booth captain in Malvern East. So we get there. We got there at 7:15, set up the booth. We stood in the cold till 8. We handed out how to vote cards for 2 hours, and then I've driven off with a couple of other members of the
party. So Malvern East, is that house in that's in the Paran electorate?
That is in the Malvern electorate, Michael O'Brien.
I see. Back to the heartland.
Well, indeed. Well, that's my branch in the party because I grew up there. But I now spend the rest of the day going around our other booths. So we've been to Bentley and Oakley and Mordialloc, and we just go to all the marginals for the rest of the day. So,
well, look, I know you don't have a candidate in Richmond, but there's mm-hmm. something interesting going on there, Michael. You'll love this,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
There are Greens that have come down from interstate. We're not sure from where, but we do believe from mm-hmm. New South Wales and Queensland. And they're actually outside some booths, and they're saying to Greens voters as they're going in to not vote Greens in the lower house because they don't like Kathleen Maltzahn's policy position on sex workers. So you've got Greens members from other states.
Wow.
Outside booths telling Greens voters not to vote for the Greens in the lower house. Just imagine if there was a Liberal candidate, mate. You could have got some votes.
Just imagine. So are you saying they are recommending a vote for, are they handing out how to vote?
No, they're just saying do not vote for the Greens in the lower house.
Well, the answer to that is that will completely confuse the voters, and it is almost an entire waste of time because
you've got to say who to vote for.
Well, when voters come to the booths, you can only be given, under the new laws, a registered how-to-vote card. So if you're not giving people a registered how-to-vote card, but are just giving them a slogan on the way in without any paraphernalia to back it up, that'll just be totally confusing to people.
But you can protest. So, surely people can protest at a booth?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you can, but you're not allowed to give out material. Yeah. The registered how-to-vote card within 100 metres of the booth under the new law. So it would just, you might feel good about protesting, but where does it actually get you in terms of winning votes? Oh. People would just be a bit confused, won't they?
I know, but I thought you'd enjoy it.
I've enjoyed it, the story immensely, Macca. it's 3 minutes of our collective lives and the lives of the listeners that none of us will get back.
That's right. Now, Tass, you wanted to ask something.
Well, there's some pretty interesting candidates that you're fielding at the moment. One that comes to mind is the one in Bunyong, who has some pretty extreme far-right views and views about our community as well. And the other interesting one, of course, is the one that I think that you've now taken down. I'm not quite sure what the status of this is, but the one in Yan Yean, who took an anti-Muslim line. Mm-hmm. So what is there something going on with your selection process?
No, not at all. So can I just stop you there? Andrew Kilmartin in Buninyong, he doesn't have extreme views in the slightest. So our preferences are not distributed in Buninyong. So people say, oh, you put that person 2 and someone else 7. We don't spend hours and hours and hours going through everyone's social media history. The other person was known for various things, but not known for those views. I think if we had our time over again and we concentrated on it more, that person would have been much lower down the ticket. It wasn't really a reflection of the party.
Isn't it called due diligence?
But you've got 88 seats, don't forget. to do. It's a very good point. People with rights in their homes think that, you know, they shouldn't do due diligence. But
I would have thought your candidate's campaign manager would have done the due diligence.
Sure. That's a fair point. We've got 88 lower house seats, and then you've got all of the upper house regions where you're dealing with dozens and dozens of parties and independents. So you've got a couple of hundred people to investigate in only about a day or so, because then you've got to get your how to vote cards printed. So you have very little time, and you tend to concentrate in terms of your due diligence research in the 14, 15, 20 most marginal seats, ours and theirs.
So you're saying you don't have enough time to do that work?
That's partly the reason. As I said, if we had our time over again, we wouldn't have prefaced that person number two, because a number of people were affronted, and we meant no offence to anybody, because Andrew Kilmartin is a fantastic young man, and he was very disappointed to hear that that person had those views. I mean, we have arguments because we've decided to put Australian Liberty Alliance last, and we have a number of people saying to us, surely they're not as bad as the Greens or Labor or the Victorian Socialists. But we took the view that, you know, people that sort of attack people on the basis of their religion or race, we tend, you know, to feel pretty affronted by that. And Marilyn Klein and Yan Yan, who is otherwise a very good person, got into a video with someone. She wasn't quite, you know, like, she didn't do her due diligence on who the video was with. They manipulated and posted the video. We accept that. She accepts that.
Well, not according to the video makers. The video maker said that she knew exactly what she was doing.
Exactly. That's their side of the story. But the party took the view that we didn't want to be associated at all with the Australian Liberty Alliance, which is why we put them behind the Greens, Labor, and the Victorian Socialists. So you can see what I and the party leadership.
So you no longer have a Liberal candidate in Yan Yan, is that correct?
That's correct. Yep, that's correct. And then in the modern era.
So she's running as an independent.
Could be another Pauline Hanson gets elected as an independent.
She's running as an independent. This is going to happen, by the way, more and more in the modern era, that you'll find that people, candidates are disendorsed. You'll notice the Greens have got some issues at the minute.
Yes.
Social media reveals the online past of candidates that would never have happened in my day, because, of course, when I was president 30 years ago, we didn't have online. All you could do was have a look at people's letters to the editor of a local paper, and that's really all you knew about a lot of people. Nowadays, you can spend hours and hours and hours researching one candidate's social media profile, and there are people in the ALP who've been digging up a lot of this stuff, on the Greens in particular. I was just talking to a Green at one of the polling booths I was at, and they're furious with the ALP because they know the ALP are behind a lot of these attacks on the Greens. That's not to say that the attacks don't have merit, but the ALP do seem to have a unit that spends time digging up dirt on their enemies, and that's what they've been doing, fair enough. That's part of the
and what approach. The Liberal Party doesn't?
We don't, no, we actually don't have anyone at head office whose job is to do that.
Did say earlier on they don't have enough time.
Well, they don't, if we don't have the resources to check on the social media history of hundreds of independents within a 24-hour period. Do we have time to have a dirt unit digging up the past of Greens candidates? Others? We actually don't do that. There are various people who think, well, you know, if you want to fight fire with fire, you should do that, but it's not something we've done in the past. But this is what the Labor Party have done to the Greens, and, hey, it's part of the democratic process. If that's what they want to do, good luck to them. It's certainly paying dividends from the minute, because it's causing the Greens a lot of damage. You've seen a poll this morning showing the Greens vote is down seriously amongst women.
Yes,
and
yes.
We'll see what happens tonight.
You're a funny man, Michael. I'm still thinking there's no one in the Liberal Party digging the dirt, but we'll leave that one for another time.
Well, let me tell you, there isn't. I run the head office, or Nick Demiris, our state director, does, but I know what everyone does there. And is there a person sitting in that office whose job is to trawl through social media history of Greens candidates, mappers and staff? And no, there isn't.
There'd be no staffers that'd be having a little look either. But look, it's not. Don't want to go on with that. I'm actually the five to ten seats that people need to watch tonight, because I think there's going to be a little bit of swapping of seats here and there. I'm interested. Richmond is going to be really interesting because this little kerfuffle of Greens members from interstate coming down. I realised without them telling people how to vote, but saying to people going in, don't vote for the Greens candidate, that's going to be really interesting.
That's bizarre.
It could be cabbages at 20 paces. But Paran is going to be an interesting seat. Brunswick.
What else do you nominate?
Yeah, what ones? And a couple of seats that people perhaps haven't thought of.
Do you think that you might end up with?
Oh, well, I don't want to answer that specifically because I might be proved very right or very wrong. But in terms of interesting seats to watch, you should watch the Premier seat. He's only on 4.5%.
Mulgrave, yeah.
I'll be watching Mulgrave, obviously Molino's seat in Monbulk. I'd watch a seat like Werribee, which is held by the Treasurer, where there's a very strong independent. We have a great candidate there, but Gail Murphy, but there's a very strong independent called Dr. Joe Garra, who delivered 3,000 babies in Adelaide over the last 30 years and was heavily involved in some community activities. So he's got a very, very strong local profile. So if he beats us, he may well get elected on our preferences. Geelong, obviously, with Darren Lyon. Pascoe Vale with Oscar Yildiz. So there's a number of these safe Labor seats where...
Yeah, Pascoe Vale's really interesting.
Strong independent, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he lost pre-selection and standing as an independent and has, Anyway, next one?
Yeah. So you can watch all those. Then you go to the obvious marginal ones that Labor hold. So you go down the Frankston Coral from Bentley, Oakley, Carrum, Frankston, Narre Warren North, Narre Warren South, Morty Alec. So all of those seats are very much in play, all held by Labor. And as I said before, Monbulk, Eltham, where our candidate has knocked on 85% of all houses in the electorate. So there's some very strong local campaigns. Win, lose or draw, we've run the biggest ground game we've ever run. The question is, though, does the great ground game, does sensible sort of moderate policies beat a government who is just going into a financial splurge, borrowing extra $25 billion, doubling the state debt? I mean, a lot of the young people are saying to me, we're not frightened of debt because it's never been a part of our life to any great degree. So whether they double the state debt,
Michael, we're out of time.
We'd love
to know what your prediction's going to be. Who do you think will win tonight?
I'm very much hoping Matthew Guy wins, and I think there's a good chance that
we'll win. Do you hope or do you believe he'll win?
Well, mate, in politics, you don't say, I believe we're going to win because
you've got to have some convictions.
Of course, I've got a huge view. I can name 8 seats where I think we're in front, but in politics, you're only in any seat. Even if you're certain, you're only 70% certain because look at Wentworth.
Exactly.
You can get rogue results. So you can be arrogant and say, oh, yes, we're going to win this. I believe we're going to win this. Well, the truth of the matter is you've just got to take a realistic view. The other side are trying. They run good campaigns too. We run good campaigns. The Greens run good campaigns. You've got to respect your opponents and respect the fact that they're going to win seats too. So, yeah, of course I want to win. Do I believe we're going to win? Yes. But can I say to you, yes, we're definitely going to win? No one has been around as long as I does that because you just make a fool of yourself.
Thank you for your time. We are actually out of time now. All the best, and we look forward to debriefing again on the other side.
Great. And it's been very enjoyable hearing over on your show over the last few months.
Excellent.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Well, okay. I hope it'll continue.
It will.
Bye. Excellent.
Guys. Cheers.
Bye.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.